My name's Anna Brownlee and I teach in the speech and language resource space at West Green Primary School, which is in Haringey. It's an infant resource space, infant foundation stage, so we have reception year one and year two, so it's three ages. The children either have disordered speech and language or sometimes delayed. For literacy, I plan with the speech and language therapist. And she works with the children in small groups or individually, and she's very aware of what their language needs are. And quite often, because she's a specialist in that area, she'll often pick up on things that I might not pick up or not initially pick up on. And so she'll be able to say, actually, I think he hasn't understood that. Why don't we try it a different way? So she has a lot of input into how we plan and the sort of activities that we do with the children to enable them to understand and to retain what they learn. Because one of the problems of our children is they forget. They've got it one minute and then the next minute it's not secure. So she helps in that area. We work very closely when I'm planning other subjects as well, and she reinforces those. So she'll overteach with the vocabulary, sort of word-finding skills, strategies that she'll use in her groups, and that really helps improve the children's language. That collaborative approach is key to the children's learning, because I'll do something with the children. The speech therapist will have input into that, and the HLTA will support that, you know, and together we sort of catch where, you know, what's needed and how we need to go on from there. Sometimes, you know, I'll plan something and I'll think, oh, I think this is right for that group. And she'll come to me and she'll say, actually, Anna, they really didn't grasp that. Let's do that again. Or do it. And so, you know, then I'll have to think of a different way to do it. And then I'll go to the speech therapist and say, they really didn't understand that concept. Have you any ideas of what we can use and how we can cover something that I'm supposed to cover? Because the children also need the national curriculum from year one onwards. So, yeah, we work very closely.
My name is Marie Nielsen. I'm a specialist speech and language therapist. I work 3 days in a language resource at West Green School, and I work 2 days in mainstream schools in Haringey. Obviously, my training as a speech and language therapist gives me insight and knowledge of child development and language development, and also most of our children have SLI, specific language impairment, so my knowledge of that I try to impart to the other staff members, and also the likely progress they're going to make. My role at West Green is to provide intensive speech and language therapy to the children in the language base, and that means one-to-one therapy, small group work, or work in the classroom. My other role is to provide therapy and advice and general targets to the children in the mainstream school, and also liaise with the SENCO, advise teachers and provide resources and materials as need be, and speak to the parents and advise them about the child's progress. On a termly basis, Anna, the class teacher, and I, we plan lessons for literacy, and then every Thursday afternoon we fine-tune that, thinking about resources, thinking about the exact activities we're going to do. We also decide the children's targets together with the parents. We try and incorporate those targets in literacy but also other lessons. The specific individual targets that the children have, I work on in language groups or in individual sessions, but I also try to incorporate those when we do the planning for literacy and in other activities during the day as well. My other role is to work with the TA in the class. I work closely with parents. Obviously, an initial assessment, we always meet up and I take a case history and I go through all their concerns regarding their speech and language, but also other aspects of their development and home life. I meet up with the parents at every IEP meeting and discuss with them what progress they think the child had made and suggest targets for them to work on at home as well. They're also welcome to call me at any time to ask advice or any questions. I sometimes make home visits. I obviously write reports on a regular basis based on the assessment I make on the children and the progress they're making. And that will be is discussed with the parent, and if they have any questions or suggestions, we go through that. I think it's also important to look at other aspects of the child's development. So we routinely refer to audiology, but also look at their home environment. If they have housing difficulties, we can refer to the appropriate professional who would help with that. Or parenting groups, if they're having difficulties managing the child's behaviour, we can refer to parenting groups or psychologists who would help with that. Collaborating with the education staff is very important because we need to spread our knowledge as much as possible, and training, collaboration is very important to reach those children who may not get any therapy otherwise.
I'm Heather Cordley, Year One teacher at Christopher Hatton in Camden in London. I think the main thing for special educational needs is just teamwork and communication. I think here, I've never worked in a school that has a learning resource base, and it works just fantastically in that Kate and I have planning meetings every week. So I'll do the planning before then, and then I'll be able to show it to her, and we talk about the visuals that I want. I'll ask her for the sign language that I want, any other visual things that the children will want on the tables. So she knows exactly what she's doing when she comes in and can work with those children to the best of her ability. We have a really amazing team that we collaborate together. We talk about the children on a daily basis, we email to one another, and we obviously have our weekly planning meetings. So Kate knows exactly what lesson we're going to be doing, what visuals she brings with her, and any signs that I wanted to teach the children, any Macathon signs, she'll teach me. So there's a real emphasis that the children know we're a team working together when we come into the classroom.
My name's Kate Riley. I'm a speech and language therapist, and I work in Christopher Hatton School in the language resource space. We have a weekly planning meeting, myself and the class teacher, and in that planning meeting we talk about what's going to be happening in some of the literacy lessons that are going to be going on in the week. In the classroom, I work with two of the children who've got a diagnosis of specific language impairment, and that's the reason why they receive intensive language support from myself. So some of the work I do is withdrawal from class to work on some of the specific individual education plan targets, but I also work within class to support the children to generalise some of the strategies that they've been using, but also to access the curriculum more fully. My focus is on developing language and communication with these children. But I think just working with these children in isolation doesn't really make the best impact. I can withdraw them from the classes and work on some quite specific targets which will develop their language. But actually, if you then put them back into the classroom without any generalisation, it makes very little difference. So the key not only is around that specific working, but also trying to integrate that practice into the classroom and speaking with class teachers to share that information, speaking with parents that they know at what level they're at. But really to work on, yeah, that generalisation to the classroom in order to make the way they use their language and what we're working on effective. Collaboration is absolutely the key. You know, there's so many skill sharing opportunities and ability to share not just the kind of academic levels, but also around that kind of social and language building on a day-to-day basis. If you have that collaboration, I think if you work in isolation, it's just not something that you're able to get a good feel for on your own. And in terms of outcomes, I think we can see the positives of working collaboratively through the fact that people know about what other people are doing. So we can walk in and we can share a target that's been set, and we can talk about how the targets are working. And it's on a very sort of day-to-day level. You're not having to just meet once a term and having to fill them in on everything that's been going on for the past term. You're very much at the same level in terms of knowledge and understanding of the children because of the way that you're communicating. And I think that can only have a positive outcome on the children.